Chapter 12. Follow Your Heart. Norm looked at Scott in fury, and Dad seized that moment. He pushed the knife from his throat, and Norm fell to the floor. Dad held Norm's arms to the ground, shouting,
"Drop the knife!"
Suddenly, another car raced towards them. It was Harry. Was he here to help Norm? Harry ran over to his brother.
"You lied to me, Norm,"
he shouted.
"You didn't sell the diamonds. You kept them for yourself. You're a liar and a thief."
"No, Harry,"
said Norm, pointing at Scott.
"That boy stole my monkey and the diamonds. He's the thief."
"Liar,"
Harry shouted, hitting his brother in the face. Then he pulled the black bag from his pocket.
"I took these diamonds from your caravan and they're mine now. I'll be rich from them."
Harry walked away, leaving Norm on the ground. Norm was humiliated. There was blood on his nose and his face was starting to bruise. He knew he wasn't going to see his brother or the diamonds again. And that wasn't the only thing.
"This animal is not returning to the circus,"
Grandpa said.
"He needs good care and love. We're taking him to my friend's sanctuary for rescued animals. He will have a happy life there."
Norm wanted to protest, but he was exhausted.
"I've lost everything,"
he thought sadly. He walked back to his car and drove away slowly. Scott looked at his father.
"I'm happy to see you, Dad,"
he said. Dad smiled.
"Me too, Scott,"
he replied.
"I wanted to visit you so much, but I thought that you hated me. Then I phoned Grandpa and he said, follow your heart."
"That was my important call earlier,"
Grandpa explained.
"Remember? It was your dad."
Oh yes, Scott remembered that phone call.
"I thought it was more important to Grandpa than me. I got everything wrong,"
he thought.
"Sorry, Grandpa,"
he said.
"I'm happy you talked to Dad and gave him the courage to visit me."
Dad smiled.
"I love you, Scott, and I'm happy I'm here. But I'm sorry for breaking my promises in the past. Can you forgive me?"
Could he? The fortune teller and Grandpa both said, "Follow your heart."
"I forgive you, Dad, and I love you too,"
said Scott, smiling.
"Let's take Mickey home and check if he's okay,"
Grandpa said.
"Then we'll arrange for his move to my friend's sanctuary."
"But first, there's a call for you,"
Dad said, giving his mobile phone to Scott.
"Hello?"
said Scott. It was his mother.
"Scott, good news,"
she exclaimed.
"The treatment is working. I'm going to be fine. We all are."
A happy meeting with Dad, a monkey rescue, and now great news about Mum. What a fantastic day.